الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول قال الله تعالى يا ابن آدم إنك ما دعوتني ورجوتني غفرت لك ما على ما كان منك ولا أبالي. We are still in the chapter of seeking forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, in which an important point to note is that Allah Ta'ala has not only permitted us to ask for forgiveness, but He has commanded us to ask for forgiveness. It is like a person who is working for a boss and the person has done some wrong, in fact great major wrong, and the boss does not even say that you must come and ask me for forgiveness, but he goes and he asks for forgiveness. But yeah, in this case, it is not that only that Allah Ta'ala permits you to come and ask for forgiveness, but Allah commands you to ask for forgiveness. And Allah promises that He will forgive when we ask Him for forgiveness. So, this is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, which we must appreciate in our lives that we have here, that Allah is that great and kind being, that He has commanded us to ask for forgiveness and promised to forgive us. This first part of the hadith we had done previously, in which it is a hadith, a Qudsi, that is, in the hadith Allah Ta'ala Himself is addressing us and speaking to us, in which Allah Ta'ala said, O son of Adam, as long as you will make dua to me, and that is that you have hope in me, you have trust in me, that I will do for you what you want me to do. And in this context here, that is that you will be seeking forgiveness from me. So as long as you will do that, when a person loses hope, na'uzu billah, which is a very serious thing, then he stops making dua also. But as long as you will make dua, wa rajawtani, further Allah explained, and you have hopes in me that I will forgive you, there is no doubt. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنْكَ. Whatever you have done, Allah Ta'ala says, I will forgive you, وَلَا أُبَالِي. And it means nothing to me. And of course, we must remember that all this is not a license to ask to commit sin, but it is to show the overwhelming mercy and kindness and forgiveness of Allah. In the case a person committed a sin, a person from his side, when Allah is so loving and kind, then he should commit no sin whatsoever. But if perchance he did commit a sin, then he must never despair and never lose hope, but he must ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, Yabna Adam, O son of Adam, shows also the great love of Allah Ta'ala, لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ. That if your sins have to reach the skies, the top of the skies, then to summa staghfartani, and you ask me for forgiveness, ghafartu laka, I will forgive you, wala ubadi, and I do not care at all. Yeah, a few discussions the ulama make here in the discussion of this hadith, that one is, sins are abstract things. Just like we made namaz now, we don't see the namaz. It is an abstract thing. A person made this desk, it is a solid thing. We can see the desk. Sins are abstract. So they say that hate sins being a solid thing that we could feel, touch, etc. And even then, it would fill the whole place from the earth till the top of the sky. Then to Allah says, I will forgive you. Another discussion ulama hold on this place is that minor sins are forgiven by many actions. Like for example, it comes clearly, we make wudu, our sins are forgiven. Minor sins are forgiven by that. Many other actions that we do, Allah says, just reading, reciting, La ilaha illallah, all sins are forgiven. All minor sins. And another discussion, that when asking for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, it is what is called like iqala. Iqala is a business transaction, where a person bought something from a shop and then he was not happy with it. He goes back and he says, I would like to return this. And that person takes it back, gives him his money back. That is called iqala. That he has now, he has absorbed him of that sale. So when a person asks forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, it is also like iqala. Unfortunately, many our Muslim businessmen also have got a board in their shop that once goods are bought, they will not be taken back again. Whereas, unfortunately, we see that non-Muslims have got a board that if you are not happy with the goods, we will happily take them back again. And that is a teaching of Islam and of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, a kind person will happily take back the goods, refund the money again. And Allah is the most kind. There is nobody as kind as Allah. So if we go back to Allah and we say, Ya Allah, forgive us for all our sins, Allah is most kareem. It is impossible to imagine that Allah will not, when He has taught us that you must be kind in your business transactions, then Allah is the most kind. And we ask for forgiveness, definitely Allah Ta'ala will forgive. So this is great hope for the sinners, and nobody should lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Turn to Allah and Allah is there, and we must never ever lose hope in the forgiveness, in the mercy, the kindness of Allah, that He accepts du'as. There is always Allah is there to accept our du'as and forgive us. Wa afiru da'wana.